Backyard Green Films is proud to present this episode of Agriculture with your host, Alara Bowman. Alara and her husband, Rick, travel throughout the land in their teardrop trailer that they have nicknamed Maggie. Oops, sorry, it's not Maggie anymore. As you know, Alara and I purchased a new trailer, well, new to us, and we promised you today that we were going to unveil the new name. We have gone with, well, you're going to have to wait to listen to the podcast to hear what the new name is. Hope you enjoy it, and look forward to seeing you down the road. Bringing you stories about their travels and the people they meet. They visit farmers, ranchers, and just about anyone who loves putting their hands in the dirt or their feet in stirrups. For the past 3 years, they have been filming a documentary about heritage breed animals entitled The Holstein Dilemma, Heritage Breed Animals and the Need for Biodiversity. In those travels, they have gotten to meet some very interesting people. Here's one of those interviews.
Hi, this is Alara. Welcome back to our podcast. We are finally on the road. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the adventure we're on, here's a recap. We've been actively planning this trip for about 6 weeks now. The American Milking Devon Cattle Association is a fantastic breed organization that we've worked with in the past, and they contacted us to find out if we'd be able to do a documentary shoot with a few of their members who live in the New England area. I'm sure that if you put 3 or 4 of these members we'll be meeting with in a group, you'd have a combined life experience in raising cattle of at least 200 years. That's a really important thing to preserve, and the institutional knowledge in people like this is irreplaceable. It comes not only from a formal education, but mostly from decades, and in some cases, nearly a century of experience. Since many of the Milking Devon people are small family farmers, this is a rich tapestry for people who love the history of agriculture. And a good example of this thing is John Hall. You may remember him from our podcast with him. His family has been raising the same genetic line of Milking Devons on the same land since 1623. John and his wife Bonnie are the kind of people you want to sit down and have a beer and a bite with in a pub. And of course we did. But the logistics on this trip are a little bit complicated. Usually we just hop on a plane and rent a car and stay in hotels and houses, and in about 4 days of wonderfully frantic and exhausting tromping about with 50 pounds of film equipment, we'd have fantastic footage and be home again within the week. That would definitely be the least expensive way to do it, which is especially important for breed organizations who do lots of good things on really tight budgets. Almost all of those are nonprofits, by the way. But that's not what we want to do right now, let me tell you. So why are we even thinking of doing this kind of trip at all? May seem a little nutty to go on a trip during a pandemic, but Backyard Green Films is a media production company. So if we aren't willing to go where the work might be, we don't have work. That has made it both a logistical challenge and an ethical quandary as to how to make a living during this challenging time. I'm sure you've heard about the shutdowns and quarantine impacts of COVID on the news, but what that's meant for a New England location shoot for a California media production company is that if we wanted to make it happen, we had to improvise a bit. We're no stranger to travel and definitely no stranger to the road trip concept, but this has a few more potential kinks than the norm. We'll be posting more on all of that soon and on the prep, progress, and planning involved in this one. But for today, we're going to give you a little excerpt on the American Milking Devon, as read from my handy-dandy go-to guide for the concise breed summaries, Stories Illustrated Breed Guide to Sheep, Goats, Cattle, and Pigs. Here we go. The Devon has a long history in North America. In fact, the first British cattle of any type to make the voyage to the New World were a Devon bull and 3 Devon heifers that arrived in Massachusetts in the Plymouth Colony in 1623. The Devon was a common, triple-purpose breed used for meat, milk, and draft in the northern part of Devon County, England, located in the southwest corner of the country. It has been considered a separate breed from the South Devon since the 17th century. The Devon was small but agile and intelligent, making it an excellent breed for drovers in New England, where it accounted for 30% of the region's oxen herd in the 1890s. farmers in the Mid-Atlantic region, including President George Washington, who kept Devons on his Mount Vernon farm, also favored the breed. In recognition of its importance to the settling of the New England colonies, it was recognized on the first official state seal of Vermont. Today, there are two types of Devon cattle, a beef Devon and a milking Devon. And milking Devons are considered the perfect homestead dairy animal. Milking Devons are a multi-purpose breed, specializing in dairy. They're fine-boned, deep mahogany to ruby red. They are small to medium cattle with medium to moderately long horns. They are considered critical on the conservation lists. And they came from England. They're best known for traditional multi-purpose traits with good production on grass, and they're a great family cow. So, with that summary, the second thing we want to bring you today is the moment we've all been waiting for, or that we promised anyway. We have chosen a name for our 1990 model 17-foot Bigfoot fiberglass trailer, our new home away from home. She has dusky mauvish cushions and brown paneling, a little refrigerator, a pull-out gaucho bed, and, luxury of all luxuries, a teeny toilet and shower. She's hard-sided white fiberglass outside that has faded to a cream color with pink, purple, and aqua pinstripes along the side. I was a big 80s girl in high school, so I guess that kind of fits my thing. No Dayglo, though, as that would have been way too much. It's a step up in size from our previous trailer, Little Maggie, and it feels it sometimes, but she's a comfortable goer so far and was a trooper on the road across the desert landscape yesterday. Rick and I kind of fussed about the name idea, I have to admit. Naming a vehicle or an inanimate object might seem silly to some people, but things seem to gather a personality in our minds over time, whether they be a dog, a cow, a person, or a trailer. You want to get the name on something right, or things just don't seem completely right for the rest of their existence. That's why we decided to get a feel for it on the road as we got to know her. And it's a good thing, as after the first day, we both had characteristics that decidedly directed us toward one thing. But first, here were some of the great suggestions we got from everyone. We had two Lucys. One, Lucy the Loose Caboose, or Lucy for Ricky and Lucy. That kind of fit, because sometimes you swear at her a little bit if you have a trailer, but you love her just the same, and life is never boring. Scooter, because we're always scooting around the country. Wonder Woman, for Wonder Woman and Rick. Now that was a contender, and might end up as an appendage to our first choice. Blue Sky. Florence, shortened to Flo, as in go with the flow. Poncho and Lefty. Now this was appropriate because we often take the Bowman left, and there is the gaucho bed thing, so we have a little Spanish influence. Willie, because we're always on the road again. And Rosie, for the we can do it motto, which often comes out of our mouths when we get life challenges or when we're going up a hill. And the creamsicle. This was kind of funny. She's a big white but faded to cream colored trailer with big 80s pinstripes in pink, purple, and aqua, so that one kind of fit well too. And it kind of also fed into our choice. We found it's hard to get away from dairy products over the last 4 years. Not that we'd really want to anyway. But the one we chose, which was one of the ones on our original list, was Bessie. As we traveled down the road, it became more and more apparent that this was going to be it. Rick worked on a dairy farm in his younger years, and he said that compared to our little 9-foot teardrop trailer Maggie, a 17-foot fiberglass trailer loaded with 35 gallons of fresh water and gear felt a little more like leading a bovine in for the evening milking. The creamsicle thing definitely has dairy written all over it, as previously mentioned, for the outside part. As we drove up the hills, I kept repeating to myself, "Come on, Bessie," which was my dad's phrase to get us moving when we kind of moved like oxen that needed a little urging when hitched to the plow. And we had a little red chicken named Bessie that used to follow us around. And lastly, there's our documentary, currently in post-production, The Holstein Dilemma. So it's only fitting that our trailer is named after a dairy cow. The Great American Cattle Drive seems like a great way to honor bovines and their place in agriculture, and to christen our new family member as well. Bessie it is. We thank you all for being part of the adventure. If you liked our podcast, please subscribe. This is how we keep going. And please tell your friends to join us. Please feel free to post any questions or comments that you might have to our social media sites. Our Twitter feed is at Backyard Green Films, spelled BKYRDGREENFILMS. Our Instagram is at Backyard Green Films, BACKYARDGREENFILMS. Our Facebook is Backyard Green Films. Our YouTube URL is youtube.com/backyardgreenfilms.
We would like to thank you all for joining us on this adventure of the Great American Cattle Drive 2020, with special thanks to the American Milking Devon Cattle Association. If you'd like to find out more information about the American Milking Devon, please go to the American Milking Devon Cattle Association. You have been listening to Agriculture with your host, Alara Bowman. Please tune in for more upcoming episodes from our travels. I'm Rick Bowman, your behind-the-scenes editor. Until next time. This has been a presentation of Backyard Green Films Productions, all rights reserved.